Blog Talk blessings. Radio.
And greetings, blessings, and greetings, blessed souls. We're live because we're privileged to stay live in those most existential of moments. Blessed by the Most High Creator to connect to Torah Chaim, instructions of life, Torah Chesed, instructions of kindness, Torah Rachmim, instructions of mercies. You're now tuned into Blog Talk Radio, and we humbly suggest and even assert this is the higher interdimensional Blog Talk Radio. We call ourselves Soul Class. This is Soul Class number 651. Preparations for receiving the Torah, 3,329 years later, installment number 2. Blessed is our Creator, shalom, peace, and bracha, blessing upon the entire human family experience. With Creator's help, our next broadcast will take place right now at 4 p.m., May 30th, 2017, corresponding to the 5th of Sivan, 5,777 years since original man and woman began their holy endeavors to serve as stewards, and we as their direct ancestors, original man and woman, continue, hopefully, in their ways. We're broadcasting live from Turtle Island, a.k.a. the USA, Unified Soul Actualization, in more particularized manner. We're broadcasting from the humble abode of my apartment here in Ketapiska, Crown Heights, Brooklyn, New York. Our program content today will focus on gleaning inspirations from the modern Hasidic patriarch, the Baal Shem Tov, Rabbi Yisrael Baal Shem Tov, and a letter penned by the Lubavitcher Rebbe to further empower awareness of how to prepare to receive the Torah, the 3,329th time within this blessed creation. In the conclusion of the program, I want to bring to your attention that there's a type of life sense technology that now you can access and integrate within your efforts to maintain and even upgrade your wellness. Meanwhile, may the Eternal Creator bless and protect you and your loved ones in a peaceful and pleasant manner as we of Israel prepare ourselves to be blessed to receive the Torah in joy and in an internalized manner. Kabbalah Satorah Basimcha Panimius. I also want to mention, before we go further, that today's humble efforts are dedicated to the elevation of the soul. My dear father, Rav Shlomo Yaakov, Olav Shalom, Ben Chuna David, Olav Shalom, his father, my grandfather. And as well, something to mention that we mentioned 2 days ago in the preparations for receiving the Torah, there is an orderly procession towards receiving the Torah, and in terms of personal growth, as we learn scripture in the oral Torah tradition, Torah Shabbat Peh and Torah Shabbat Ksav. And also, there's a way that we can be and a type of ascension which, so to speak, is in leaps and bounds. And there's no greater leap and bound for landing than the jettisoning out of the human soul into the creation that Creator's created, and finally reaching its destination for our proverbial 120 years, and some people have merited to even a literal 120 years plus, or as the ancients did live more than 100 years, many of them. Some as much as 969 years, such as the blessed Methuselah, the prophet Methuselah, the grandfather of another one of our common ancestors. Methuselah is also one of our common ancestors of the human family experience. Noah, who led that mighty ark for 1 year with his sons and daughter-in-law and his righteous wife, Naamah. Blessed souls, there is a way of looking at things from a positive manner. And Torah identifies that anything mentioned in the Torah is certainly extremely positive. Even individuals who were described as not being so righteous, there's something positive to learn out from them. And therefore, it shouldn't surprise us in this teaching from the Baal Shem Tov that when we enumerate the 12 tribes of Israel, each name of each son of Jacob Israel, Yaakov Yisrael, that we can actually learn out something negative as well as learn out something positive from their names. But here we go. The Baal Shem Tov is going to instruct us that where there is lack of humility, chaser anivud, anivus, is an open invitation for the negative side, the dark force, as some might call it, evil side of creation, the Yetzer Hara, the evil inclination, to convert positive traits into negative. So therefore, we can take positive actions to undermine but can be frankly black and white described as ulterior self-serving motives. Here we go, as we briefly mention each name of the sons of Yaakov Israel, Jacob Israel. Now the Baal Shem Tov cautions us not to go and take these names, which each one has a particular virtue, and cast it down into this realm of negativity, into the realm of the Yetzer Hara, which is definitely not a proper way to get ready for the giving of the Torah. Here we go. From the son Reuben, which means Reuben, see a son, because he was the first of the 12 sons of the 12 tribes to be born, becomes, quote-unquote, see that I am a son, the desire for others to notice his accomplished status. The second son, Shimon, from Shama, heard, becomes a desire that Shamo, his reputation for performing good deeds, is heard far and wide. Meaning, the name Shimon, which implies understanding or being heard, can be cast down as a person is just concerned about developing a reputation. Yes, they're doing good things, but they want the reputation of doing good deeds to be known far and wide amongst other people. So they want to establish a good name, but not for the sake of doing the good deeds, but just for the sake of being recognized as a good person. And of course, it is good to be a good person, but there is another teaching from another realm of Torah Shebaal Peh. Those who run from honor, honor shall run after them. Those who run towards to receive honor, honor runs away from them. Then we have Levi, which means Lavat, to join, becomes a desire for others to consider him among the elite men of distinction. Again, when we're seeking these type of titles, blessed souls, we shouldn't be surprised when other people become jealous of us and even try to undermine what might distinguish us. And each one of us have distinguishing qualities. However, the Baal Shem Tov warns us, and we're plucking inspirations from his seminal work, Keser Shem Tov, which he did not himself author, but these were teachings that he transmitted to other of his trusted students, which came down as a tradition, was eventually written down as a book. The fourth son, Yehuda, Judah, comes from the word Yodeh, praise, becomes a desire to receive praise for his deeds. Again, are we doing things just so we should be praised? Is our self-esteem that low, blessed souls, that we need to be praised for doing good, or should we just do good for the sake of this is how we connect to our Creator and generate fellowship amongst our fellow human beings, including men and women? The fifth son is Yisachar, which means schar, reward. And where this can go into the negative realm of creation within a person's heart and mind, becomes a desire to study Torah or perform good deeds, but only in order to reap the reward of, as written in Mishlei, Proverbs, riches and honor are its left side. That's Book of Proverbs, chapter 3, verse 16. Again, this is a promise of what awaits a person who learns Torah, but if they're doing it solely as if this was their job, as anyone work a 9-to-5 job or 10-to-6 job or 3-to-11 job or overnight shift, yes, one can expect to be compensated. But if we're working for the sake of compensation for learning our Torah, and for that matter as well, doing good deeds, then we're revealing ulterior motives and self-serving viewpoints, which exemplify, unfortunately, to the world, a non-positive effect of Torah. Yes, there are promises of wealth, but spiritually and physically, for keeping a Torah lifestyle. But we're not doing it solely for that sake or to evidence it in our actions, in our speech, in our thoughts. The next son is a ruler, Zebulun. Yizbaleni Ishi, my man will live with me. How can this name, one of the 12 tribes of Israel, be cast down into the negative side? When it becomes desire to support men who are distinguished Torah scholars, but only so that people will associate him, or I guess for that matter her, with the actual scholars. Meaning, it's not so much that this is, it's important for this person, he or she, to support Torah scholars for the sake of maintaining the traditions of Israel, but for being associated with the wise ones. so to speak, as an end unto itself. This is bringing that the consciousness associated with that name into a negative realm. The name Yosef or Joseph means addition. It becomes a desire to perform and to accumulate additional commandments, not out of desire to fulfill Creator's will, but out of desire to achieve an impressive tally of mitzvahs. And this is where, unfortunately, some people want to get into a competitive mode with others about who does the best commandments, or they want to demonstrate or exemplify how they do a commandment in the most beautiful way, which is nice, but if we're doing it to stick out for our beauty in keeping the mitzvahs, as opposed to doing them in a humble, modest fashion. Again, here the Baal Shem Tov advises, stay away from this type of attribute, negative attribute. In the son Benyamin, or Benyamin, meaning son of the right, becomes a desire to study Torah in order to reap the reward of quote-unquote longevity is at its right. Again, yes, there are blessings that one will live longer for learning Torah, but the Baal Shem Tov is asking us to consider that there are many ways to extend oneself in this world in terms of life years. You can pray for it. You can do acts of kindness and hopefully in a modest and humble manner. But to learn for the sake with the outright interdimensional awareness that is only a person can do. 99.999% of the rest of the human family experience cannot read a person's thoughts. The Creator can always read our thoughts because His thoughts are not our thoughts. If we're learning for the sake of just to extend our lives and not for the sake, again, of connecting to Creator, to nullify our will before Creator's will, to do Creator's will above our will, in a humble, self-effacing, but yet joyous manner, then we're taking that, the positive meaning of the name Benjamin, son of the right, and casting down into the realm of negativity. The next son, Dan, from Din, judgment, becomes a desire to avoid sin, not because it is wrong, because it's simply in order to escape heaven's judgment. Again, no one wants heaven's judgment, but again, if we're avoiding things to avoid punishment, again, this is something which is very misunderstood by the vast majority of the human family experience, that the negative commandments, yes, if we avoid them, we are spared certain types of judgment. Ultimately, we all come under the rod of judgment. It may be a merciful and pleasant and peaceful one. But again, if we're taking the commandments, in particularly the negative precepts, which are enjoining us not to transgress those instructions, merely for the sake of trying to avoid being punished, we're kind of turning the Torah into a ruler stick that used to be used commonly in certain realms of the creation and educational settings of hitting the child or the adolescent, even the young adult, the teenager, on the hand or the wrist or the backside if they didn't act properly. So again, we're avoiding transgressing the commandments because we want first and foremost to connect to Creator in a most bona fide, internalized manner, not just to avoid punishment. The name Naphtali, can mean twisted. And you can learn more about that by going to Rashi in the book of Genesis, chapter 30, verse 8, which indicates a desire to see something twisted, spiritually lacking, in order that everyone, actually to see something spiritually wrong in everyone else, but in order to feel good about oneself. Such a person refuses to see his own blemishes. To the contrary, Naphtali becomes Nofitli, I am as sweet as honey. Again, this is a negative trait to put down others in order that one should feel better on oneself. Modern terms, or on the street, we might say this person is possessing a healthy lack of self-esteem. Two more sons to go, two more from the tribes of Israel. Gad, or God, is related to fish, dog. Just as it is natural for large fish to swallow smaller fish, so does he develop a tendency to swallow others simply in order to enlarge himself. Again, this is not putting down people per se, but taking advantage of others in a way that he shall benefit at the expense, or she shall benefit at the expense of others. Like a larger fish takes advantage of a smaller fish and swallows it or bites it in half. The last but not least son, Asher, from Ishiruni Banos, women have declared me fortunate. Where this attribute can be cast down into the negative is a desire to perform splendidly as a public lecturer or chazan, but only in order to impress the women in the audience who are forthcoming in support of gifts, fine clothing, and the like, and even stumbling into the negative realms of being attracted to a very pizzazz-filled, very eclectic, and yet very focused, dynamic, kinetic speaker, publicly minded. The Baal Shem Tov concludes in this teaching, but if a person works on him or herself to become truly humble, and not for the sake of being considered humble in the eyes of others, then he or she can forestall the development of these negative tendencies, and the names can retain their original sacred implications, alluding to characteristics that are purely for the sake of heaven. That being said, we'll turn to one more preparation before we close down today's program. We want to break some ground here, Blessed Souls, with this letter that was delivered by the Rebbe, actually written, penned by the Rebbe, on June 1st, 1973, which corresponded to Rosh Chodesh Sivan, which is the third month of the lunar calendar year, the 12 tribes of Israel. And the Rebbe was complimenting someone and thanking them because they sent up their latest book to the Rebbe. We were not told who the author is. Your people are your business. And the Rebbe was also gratified to hear a report about a groundbreaking ceremony wherever this groundbreaking ceremony took place. He wasn't specific, but he is very outright forthcoming. Actually, it was in Miami. The Rebbe wanted to mention that there is a significance to the ceremony of breaking ground, and it had implications for our young generation Miami environs, as you so aptly interpreted. The Rebbe mentioned that he had people who informed him about the event, and that this person, who the Rebbe was writing to, gave an impressive and well-received speech. And with that, the Rebbe hoped and prayed for that the words spoken by this distinguished individual, who wrote, "Your people are your business," and his words would involve into actual deeds on the part of those who heard. The Rebbe mentioned, action is what really counts, especially in the area of Torah, called Torah Chaim, instructions of life. The term because it's the Jew's practical guide in the daily life in this world of action, therefore making life worthy of being called life, not just existence. The emphasis on action is brought home to us, particularly in these days of preparing for Matan Torah, the giving of the Torah. I want to just mention parenthetically, not just the Ten Commandments, but the entirety of the 613 commandments, and for the blessed human family experience, the other as well, the seven Noahide commandments. As part of the preparation that Israel underwent 3,229 years ago, on this day, 3,329 years ago, as a collective nation, the nation proclaimed, Nasa v'nishma, we will do, and they will hear, or implying we will then try to understand. The fact that this was a proclamation right before one of the greatest, if not the greatest, spiritual relation that ever transpired in this creation makes it all the more significant. It is a clear instruction for each and every one of us not to let ourselves be carried away by just enthusiasm, but immediately translate our enthusiasm and to use that enthusiasm as a catalyst entering into the reality of tangible deeds. In fact, the Rebbe mentioned that a Jew begins his or her day not with lengthy contemplation and meditation, but actually doing commandments. Indeed, Kabbalah Satorah, our receiving of the Torah, is a daily experience, which is the reason why one of the earliest morning blessings to thank God for having chosen us from all peoples to give us his Torah, the benediction concluding in the continuous present tense, giver of the Torah, not the one who gave, the one who will give, but the one who is the giver of the Torah, in the most existential manner of eternality, or the eternality of existential awareness. And since we receive the Torah every day, it is only right that we start the day with Naseh, let us do, or we will do. But of course, the anniversary of our receiving the Torah at Mount Sinai on Shavuos, the principle of Naseh before Manishma is the focal point, doing, the very soul of Kabbalah Sator, receiving the Torah from which we draw renewed vitality and strength throughout the year. I would like to take the opportunity of referring to the idea of groundbreaking in the light of the teaching of the Baal Shem Tov, who was teaching about the 12 tribes of Israel, each one of the sons of Yaakov, Israel, Jacob, Israel. We just reviewed. But everyone wants to let us know that everything in a Jew's experience, I would humbly amplify it, anything that takes place in the life of a blessed Ben or Bas Noach, should serve as a stimulus in the service of Creator. And we continued, an American innovation would seem to be that which can claim the humble beginnings of a ceremony called the groundbreaking ceremony. But traditionally, it has always been the laying of a cornerstone, which that was celebrated in such cases, in which there's even a reference in Tanakh. Rebbe doesn't mention it. Hopefully one day I hope to find that reference and I can share it with you, blessed souls. If the Rebbe said it, you can find it there in the Tanakh. Yet since groundbreaking has become legitimate and useful, and a useful initiation of a Torah institution, therefore we should see that there's a very potent instruction embedded within the ceremony of breaking ground before fully actualizing that space be used for a Torah institutional facility. For one thing, digging up a piece of earth for a sacred purpose can be thought-provoking if we stop to think how one little small piece of matter contains a tremendous amount of atomic energy, which, if used constructively, can achieve so much for all humanity. More close to home and specifically relating to further teachings of the Baal Shem Tov and of Chassidus, is the thought that groundbreaking evolves in relation to human endeavor in general, and spiritual advancement in particular. For in order to achieve fullest productivity, an individual must often begin with breaking his outer shell or crust, which are his or her natural dispositions, his or her habits, and his or her environmental influences that have covertly and overtly had a great effect on him or her from their infancy until the very point they're ready to break down his or her outer shell or crust previous consciousness, so as to release the tremendous inner powers and resources which are infinitely greater than those on the surface, and more importantly are infinitely more stable and durable since they are closer to the individual's core self and are anchored in the essence of soul itself. Finally, groundbreaking is particularly symbolic of the nature of the Jewish people called by God desirable earth. As the Baal Shem Tov explained, just as the earth is the repository of the greatest natural treasures and resources, so incalculable are the treasures with which God endowed, in every Jew, his own, quote-unquote, desirable land. Being permitted to state only part of one's deserving praise to one's face, I will say only, as the Rebbe concludes his letter to this individual, I never doubted the hidden potentialities of which you possess. It has been very gratifying to see their emergence into the open, particularly as reflected in your activity since our personal meeting leading up to the groundbreaking ceremony that you reported to me about. I'm confident that these are the forerunners of future discoveries and revelations of hidden treasures which you will put to good use. In a growing measure, with God's help, the Schus HaRabim will additionally stand you up in good stead, meaning in the merit of the many you are helping. Therefore, it should be something which should be a source of additional blessing for this individual. Rebbe concluded, wishing you and yours a joyous and inspiring Yom Tov of Kabbalah Satorah, receiving the Torah with joy and inwardness. The Rebbe concluded with a P.S. I was, of course, especially pleased to hear that your wife and children were present at the groundbreaking ceremony. Their presence must have surely strengthened the involvement of all participants, including commitment to the principle advocated by the title of your book, namely that your people, the Jewish people, should truly be your business. Well, that's a message that the Rebbe sent out to our people, the Jewish, the Israelite, the Hebrew people, blessed souls. But again, while that was a specific message, and we are intending to be either heard live or in the archive version eventually in 36 different countries around the globe. In fact, I rejoice in the fact that I see now someone in Korea now in the archive capturing, which is afforded us, those of us who have subscriptions on Blog Talk Radio, that someone now in South Korea is listening to our humble effort. That being said, I want to mention that anything I've just said should not be construed as the opinion or the viewpoints of World Global Network, which I'm a part of, as a humble and happy distributor of this LifeSense technology, which you can learn more about by checking out the following links, www.hilo.life. Scroll down on that website and see our Love at First Beat. And then if you're interested, there's a almost five-minute video being our story, the history of the World Global Network. There's also another website, www.catalyst, C-A-T-A-L-Y-S-T, 777.hilo.life/CP8. And as well, there's a smorgasbord of daily webinars that you can attend, no cost, not involved. Learn more about this wonderful LifeSense technology, which is at, www.hilo, H-E-L-O, .money, which connected webinars from here to Timbuktu, literally. Last but not least, if you are privy and blessed and impressed in the two-minute video, I'm going to the website www.hilo, H-E-L-O-L-I-S-E. Last but not least, I direct you to visit my own personal website store at dzg.worldgm.com, where you can purchase your own personal wellness technology. And from there, it's a matter of experiencing greater self-awareness of yourself as you can monitor your blood pressure, your EKG, your mood, if you're getting enough sleep, how many steps are you taking each day, how many calories are you burning with your steps. And seeing is believing, blessers. I've been wearing this device since May 22nd, taking it off only for the blessed Shabbat, and I'll be taking it off the next couple of days because this Shavuot, you need a smartphone in order to work with this device. But it's something I ask you to consider, and I hope you will. But again, it has to be your choice, blessed souls, because you have Bechira Chofshis. You have free choice as a human being, blessed and anointed, and you should never be disappointed. You have a Tzelem Elokim, which is no dream. Your divine image will help you get in scrimmage in the adventures of life, the stage of life, the experience of life amongst 7 billion other human beings. And I'll just conclude with a Tevah Tov Lehetiv, it's an issue of the good to do good, and a Creator who is the Etzem Tov, the essence of goodness, and His has chosen you and I and everyone else who's listening live to this humble effort or eventually to the Orca version, says we can do good. So go ahead and do some good. Check out the Hilo LX, which I've given you the opportunity to learn more about. Hope you'll take advantage of it. You can, you know, with this archive version, you can just see the promo and you can just click on the links that I've provided for you. And may all of this transpire in our efforts in a way of darki nom dachi shalom, pleasant and peaceful way. Lahamshik b'ezushim yisparech. Continue with the blessings and help of the Most High. You might wonder, blessed souls, those who have listened to our programs for the last 6.5 years, why wasn't there any music to segue into the program? How come there wasn't any music to segue out? Well, one of my children is sleeping, and I want them to sleep a sweet afternoon nap. I was prepared for Shavuos for the 3,329th time, and I'm going to be taking a nap myself soon because we stay up the whole night, which is another story, another matter to discuss, hopefully, in the future. Continue with the blessings of the Most High. Take care, everyone.